PFT Media.
Welcome to Orlando Opinions with editor of the Daily City, Mark Baratelli.
Hey, it's Mark Baratelli. I'm back again with a bunch of news about the city in which you live, Orlando. Let's get to it, mothers. A teensy full-service Starbucks location opened inside the mall at Millennia inside Macy's. This new addition means the mall now contains 3 Starbucks locations. I see this as one of two things. Number one, Macy's, the dying chain it is scraping, dying, crying to get people into that Michael Kors halfway house. Or B, Starbucks requested the third one due to traffic at the other two. Millennia said, hell to the no, we have high-end brands beating down our doors to get up in this bitch. Just not on the middling, unimpressive, poor people side with the Gap and the Papyrus. So the mall told Macy's, either put the Starbucks in between your Thalia jewelry case and UCF t-shirt section in the men's area, or we're kicking your dying ass out and turning you into a food hall and maker's market, because trends! Mayor Dyer announced the city's search for Orlando's first poet laureate, and Susan Lilly, a teacher and published poet, was selected as Orlando's first. Her one-year term includes annual renewals up to 3 years. Her contract includes a $3,000 annual honorarium. So what exactly do we get for that $3,000? Well, the poet laureate will present original works of poetry at up to 4 city-run annual events per year, present to local students a minimum of 6 times per year, 1 per city commissioner's district, work with the City of Orlando, United Arts, and or Borough Press to facilitate press coverage, and be featured in an issue of Orlando United Arts bi-monthly publication. This is total bullshit, but many arts programs are bullshit. But it makes our city look smart, and so let the poet laureate write poems and Maya Angelou all over our civic events. If it makes art lovers happy and only continues to cost $3,000, then let's keep it. Personally, I'd rather throw that $3,000 to fleet farming for more yard farms, but who am I? Who am I? The website Bicycle Benefits has come to Orlando. It's an organization that rewards cyclists for their regular physical activity, non-motorized movement, with discounts at local shops and restaurants. And conversely, the businesses are rewarded with new customers, free advertising, visibility, and increased customer loyalty. Right now, the site has one business signed up, Metro Express Pizza Cafe. This city is obsessed with talking about cycling. In one of the most dangerous cities in the country for cycling. I think it's fantastic. The less cars on these stupid streets, the better. I think part of getting your driver's license should be getting on a bike and riding on a busy Orlando street. Everyone who does this will understand the terror a cyclist goes through and how the driver, all drivers, create it. I rode my bike every day to work a long time ago from downtown Orlando to Universal. The reason being, it took an hour to sit on a plastic seat inside a Lynx bus to and back, the same time it took to cycle the route, and I found cycling to be much more fun and exhilarating. However, it was terrifying on busy streets. Terrifying. Anyway, the website is Bicycle Benefits, so go check it out. Okay, this is going to be a long story, so sit back, relax, and calm the hell down, or just press the off button. 2 men will soon be buying, repairing, and selling some of the 433 old houses one by one in the Sanford Historic District in the hopes of improving and reviving the blighted district. They will acquire property either by donation, options, outright purchase, or in partnership with others. They'll then sell them either as is or for a low price, or post-refurbishment for a higher price. The Sanford Residential Historic District was listed on the National Register in 1989 and contains buildings in a wide range of historic architectural styles. The first project for the 2 men, Charlie Hull and Hank Diekhaus, is an 1880s-era 2-story single-family-turned-multifamily home. Buyers can get it for $239,000 post-refurbishment or $79,000 as is. The two men didn't pay a dime for the property, and the city forgave $289,000 in fines the house had accumulated over the years. The way they achieved the low price is by using their nonprofit called the Sanford Heritage Revolving Fund. The name says exactly what they do. They put the money they make from selling homes and lots back into buying homes and lots. The fund focuses on three groups of property: troubled single-family or multifamily houses, larger distressed properties where there are opportunities for adaptive reuse, and new construction on vacant historic neighborhood lots. Homes purchased after the refurbishment can be moved into immediately. Homes purchased before the refurbishment come as is and cost significantly less. The two men are also buying up empty lots. According to the fund's website, they'll attain vacant lots and either sell the lot to a developer who will build a new construction house, Lord knows what it'll look like, aka Adam Wonis, or build and sell a house themselves. Pretty soon, this Sanford Historic District may not appear historic anymore. These are the new construction worst-case scenarios. Houses down, new construction up. Nothing is preventing developers from buying homes from these two men, knocking them down, and filling the district with brand new construction. The city allows demolition of historic homes so long as it's approved by their Historic Preservation Board. Lots equal new construction. Per their website, every lot in that neighborhood that these two men purchase will become a new construction home project. And number three, buy and wait. These two could acquire a bunch of historic homes and lots and just sit on them for years until they find a developer who wants to buy all of them. There's no law saying the developer can't knock them all down and build new construction. One example of this happening is in Orlando in 2016, when Adam Wonis bought several lots and homes in an old district near downtown, demolished the homes and cleared the lots, and inserted about 30 new construction horrors. Adam Wonis said in a 2016 interview on 90.1 WMFE, quote, "My goal was simply to take vacant lots and run down homes and put something new in its place." That's what these two men are saying. Wonis's suburban-style duplexes with front-loading garages and double-squat palm tree landscaping was totally legal and broke no rules. However, what he did shook the neighborhood residents, angered lovers of downtown, and raised flags with city employees, so much so that the city sped up the work they were already doing creating new duplex design standards. This could happen to the Sanford Historic District. The fund states that it will sell homes to a buyer who agrees to preserve the integrity of the property. That's doublespeak for no renters. 50% of the occupied homes in the Sanford Historic District are rentals. A requirement of anyone buying a lot or home from these two men is to agree to their, quote, single family covenant. This means whoever buys the finished products must agree to never allow the homes to become rentals. This sounds on the surface like a good thing. A neighborhood of homeowners means everyone is invested in the community and their own property. The tax base will rise and the city earns more income. But this is not a good thing for those in need of low-income housing. The neighborhood will change from an affordable housing area to a sort of walled-off garden to which renters may never return. And Central Florida was rated number three worst area in the country for low-income residents to find affordable housing. This region has twice the national average, in fact. Without these two men addressing and fixing the problem of decreasing affordable housing by over 200 homes, their project is not a completely wonderful thing. Let's call this what it actually is: gentrification. Two men are given one home free and clear in a distressed, rental-laden downtown Sanford neighborhood. These men will sell it as is or post-refurbishment. Either way, the money earned goes to purchasing, or being given for free, more vacant lots and more historic homes. Pretty soon, developers come in, and these two men hand over a 15-block patch of historic homes and vacant lots to developers. This sucks. Thank you for listening once again to Orlando Opinions. You can follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at The Daily City, or go to our website at thedailycity.com. I'm Mark Baratelli, and remember, hashtag Orlando is wonderful. Let me do a couple more. This sucks.
Okay.
This sucks. This sucks. This sucks. Okay.
This sucks alts.
This sucks what?
Alts.
Oh, you should, at the end. That should be our...
That's a bonus.
The bonus audio.
A PFT Media production.